You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
There's no one like me. Sell me story, tell it for me. You'll make it boring, so I'll do everything.
Reuben Hudson with There's No One Like Me. We've got Reuben on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Rachel?
Good. It's lovely to speak with you, Reuben.
You too.
People in Auckland will know you possibly as a person about town. You are a Tamaki Makaurau-based artist, but currently actually based in Melbourne. How's it going over there?
Yeah, it's going really good. It's quite early. It's nice and 6:30 a.m. here, and I've opened up the cafe that I'm working at.
Nice.
But it's been really good. It's been a cool year living somewhere else for a bit, but I am missing home as well.
Yeah, I bet. It gives you sort of a new perspective every time you do something like travel or live somewhere else. Has it been an interesting thing for you creatively to be in a different space?
Yeah, it's been like totally different. I have like everything has been totally new, and like I had a whole setup of music and everything in Auckland, and now I'm like I haven't had a space, and I've pretty much only done stuff collaboratively, like hanging out with friends, just jamming for the sake of jamming. And it's been really fun too, just like meeting a whole lot of new people and different ways to be creative with people as well. I think that's been a massive change. I was often just like going into my room. I'm getting pretty deep in some in some ideas.
Nice. And now, I mean, it's a good thing to have community around you. And when you move, I guess that's one of the sort of scary or the hard bits, is you leave your established creative pals behind and you got to make some new ones. How have you found that experience? Has it been a bit of a weird one or an exciting one? It sounds like you've obviously got some good people there now.
Yeah, totally. Bit of both. Like, quite difficult at first of just, like, knowing where to go to meet people, but I've been really lucky. I've been, like, two things. I've been teaching music in the afternoons, like, a few days, which has put me in at, like, Newmarket Studios in Melbourne, which is where, like, that whole lot of Sea Lice album, like, Courtney Barnett and Kirk. So that was recorded there, and it was crazy. Yesterday, I was walking through and teaching, and Kurt Vile was hanging out there, so that's, like, a cool place to be.
That's with, very cool.
Yeah. He, like, walked past, big mess of curly hair. I was like, whoa.
It's Kurt Vile.
That's Kurt Vile. And then a friend of mine, Mitch, as well, is, like, working in there, and he popped out. He's like, oh, my God, we've got Kurt Vile in there. that place has been really fun, and just meeting a whole lot of musos. Like,
yeah, nice.
And then also I've been working at a place called O'Gene Records in Fitzroy, which is, like, we distribute Flying Nun, so it's this really cool connection I have to home as well. It's
That's
just, like,
nice.
Yeah, meeting a whole lot of really nice people coming through, and I'm, like, the, yeah, in my neighborhood now, I'm the coffee guy, who's always,
It's so a great way to meet people, being the coffee guy.
Totally, I've met a lot of people, and walking around my neighborhood now is kind of like, you know, waving and saying hello to a lot of people, which is a little overwhelming, but it's actually really good.
That's nice. Sounds like it's going really well for you over there. I'm very envious of running into Kurt Vile. That's very cool.
Yeah. It was fun.
You've put out, well, you're about to put out a brilliant new EP called Cloudhead. This feels like it's been a bit of a labor of love and you know, processing some big feelings and the kind of sort of angsty time of life that I think we all kind of go through in our 20s. But what's this EP about for you? Where did it come from?
Well, so it's like, well, good question. It comes from, like, a lot of places. A lot of it, like, the whole Cloudhead thing, and that was probably the first song I had for this as well. Like, it's gone through so many, like, little different, you know, demos and things like that. And it came out of, like, being unwell and having brain fog was, like, this literal symptom of when I was unwell. But also just when you're young and you kind of don't need to care about anything as much, that kind of thing of just kind of breezing through life as well. So a bit of both of those, of like balancing kind of seriousness with trying not to be as well, I think totally 20s is this weird time, and more on the young side too. But I think also it's music that I gigged when I was in Auckland quite a lot. And so it was put together with a band and kind of filled out instrumentation-wise and stuff like that, which was like a cool place to get to with everything to be finished.
Yeah.
And it's in the way it is now, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And how did you record this one? What was the process for that like?
Yeah, I had a lot of demos sitting around, and I was like, I really want to put these songs out. And so a lot of it is songs that I'd written or, you know, started recording, and I just did every part of keys or guitar, whichever one kind of came first, until I had a full thing. And then my friend David Harris played drums on it, who was really cool to get him on it because I've known him for a long time. And we did that like in, I think April 2021. In April, and so we did all the drums in one day. And then I kind of just really tidied up all the parts, all the bass bits over that big lockdown, like the 100-day lockdown.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was fun. And then just before Christmas, at the end of the year, I worked with Peter Riddell, and we just went in for 3 days and just made everything sound really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful EP. You should be really proud of it. It's an awesome one.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited for people to have a proper listen to it tomorrow when it comes out.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing in Melbourne? Are you going to try and play it? Do you have people that you kind of can make a little band together for this?
Yeah. So that's totally been part of this year is just like meeting people to get to play as well. And so yeah, like as I'm putting it out, that's feeling naturally kind of what I want to do.
Yeah.
As yeah, get that going. And it's feeling easy now as well, which is cool. So I've got a little group of buddies together and we'll do some rehearsals soon. And I think early next year around Melbourne is when gigs will start kind of flowing for that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just stoked to be having music out. It's feeling good. It's feeling really good.
Well, it's nice for us as well to have it to listen to. Where can people grab this, Ruben, if they want to get Cloudhead in their lives tomorrow?
Sweet. Well, yeah, you can get digital downloads on Bandcamp, and I'll have little bits of merch as well up on Bandcamp as well. And then, yeah, just everywhere that you can stream music, wherever you prefer to do that. Apple Music, Spotify, things like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Ruben, thank you so much for chatting with us about
Cloudhead.
Okay,
thanks so much for having me on.
Have a nice day at work, and we will see you next time you're in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Ka kite. Let's have a listen to Cloudhead from Cloudhead.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BF.
That's Ruben Hudson's brand new track, Cloudhead, from the EP Cloudhead, which comes out properly tomorrow. Thank you to Ruben for chatting with us. We'll pop the link to his Bandcamp up in the podcast after the show, and it'll be exciting to see what he gets up to next over in Melbourne.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.